podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
You seen what he did on Facebook, right?
I'm ready.
Listen, I'm gonna make a motherfucking emoji like this. Look.
Dollar D. Beyonce production.
I'm ready.
BoxingWiz.com. All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was ball. No fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous, immediate reaction show live on Fight Night. Sergey Kovalev goes down, and I mean, he does get back up, but he definitely cannot continue. Eldelir Alvarez, the underdog, making Mike look like a fucking genie. Cleo? Miss Cleo? A psychic? I don't know, but damn, let's get out to my co-host who got it right, picking the underdog here.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over. Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yo, man, go and drop that sound bite for Sergey. He needs some milk. That motherfucker. Hey, he got hit with a motherfucking right hand that came out of nowhere. Paul with the jab, overhand right, landed right on the temple, put him down. And I cannot sit here and take credit like I was going for a leader at the last minute. I'll change my pick to Kovalev. Doomit has it down.
Oh, shit.
He needs some milk.
Uh-oh. Well, Eldelir Alvarez and Mark Ramsey will be chilling on their own, celebrating without you because they believed in themselves. And look, in the beginning of the fight, I thought Alvarez was going to pull away with a points decision because his jab was just on point. It was causing all types of problems for Kovalev. And then Kovalev adjusted. And he started to land some hard shots. But you know what I like? I like the Alvarez. He obviously watched the tape of the Ward and the Kovalev fight. And you know, he was going to the body from the very beginning. But that overhand right changed everything. Real quick, shout out to Ronald Finkley. Ronald. Shout out to Ronald. Salute.
Ronald.
And shout out to Bama Bo. Cashing out, me and Low Mike got that pick right. Low Mike Mike, he said. Yo, it's funny. But your mic ain't low today. I think that's just sometimes when you come in, you got that low chill. You be like,
I got that motherfucking Jada Kiss voice, that motherfucking raspy.
Yo, be like, yeah, we back, man. We going to talk about Eldelir Alvarez.
I'm like, hey, man, look here, dog. That shit right there, man, that shit was shocking, bro. Like, it seemed like Kovalev had, like, took control of, like, the fourth and fifth round and shit. And, I got to do it, man. That guy, Harold Letterman, his scorecards be fucking horrible. But anyway, back to the motherfucking topic at hand. And that right hand, and the guy, they said on the telecast, he only got two good knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
And like because he crushed like a couple of them in his amateur fight.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So I mean, I know it's premature, but is Kovalev done?
I mean, look, Roy's saying he's done. You know, the crusher got crushed, bro. Crusher got crushed. Oh shit! I put one pinch. What a typo, motherfucker.
One pinch stops. One. Hey, you might well call a motherfucker a pinch with his motherfucking knuckles and shit. So fuck it. A pinch knockout. Check your Instagram DM, Mike. Okay. All right, Bama Bo. Good looking. Yeah. So I was like, I mean, like, what was your immediate like reaction? Were you like, me? Like, oh shit.
Guys, that's exactly how it was, because it was definitely not what I was expecting. I mean, Alvarez was never advertised as a power puncher.
That's true. That is true. But I mean, for some odd reason, I always felt like he had power, but I look at his knockouts and he doesn't have power. But on the previous two cards that I've seen him, like, I think maybe Adonis undercards, it seemed like he had, but maybe the level of competition wasn't that great either. So I don't know. So, I mean, how do we look at Alvarez now? I mean, for the longest, he's being known as Stevenson's step-aside guy that took the money instead of fighting Stevenson, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I had an issue with that, because on the telecast, they were advertising that totally different. You heard him? As if he's been there and Adonis doesn't give anyone, doesn't fight as mandatory. I'm just like, whoa, they're going like.
And I was surprised, because there was a Roy Jones that was talking about it. He was like, he was trying to fight Stevenson.
Yeah, but that was Lampley saying the whole, oh, Adonis never. He says like, oh, if you're Adonis, is mandatory. He never fights mandatories. It's like, yo, that's not true. But and I mean, last I checked, isn't Adonis in a fight with Gajcek or something already?
Oh yeah. That top rank guy, right? Yeah. I think Adonis probably beat him, but anyway. So like, what does a leader go from here?
I mean, all doors are open for him now. He's with Yvonne Michel, who does business with Al.
I was about to say that.
But I think Michel still has better beef. I mean, there's just options. I mean, he's a champ now. You know what I mean? He's got options. There's going to be places to go, and things will manifest itself for sure for him.
I mean, so do you think HBO will try to keep him around, or do you think their management will probably go back with Al and maybe get on Showtime?
You never know, bro. You never know. You know, HBO. They're throwing money at these guys. You know, they're not throwing money at the entire sport of boxing, but they pick and choose, and they pay them well to keep them there. And then they give you a vegetarian diet, you know what I mean? They'll give they'll give Alvarez guys that they know he can beat, so that they can showcase him to the audience and let the audience know, you know, one or two fights, so that we know his backstory and how he broke those knuckles, and show us pictures and stuff. You know what I mean? That's how they do. They got to sell them. They got to beef them up.
Now, is it me, or did Alvarez have more love in the arena than Kovalev? It seemed like every time, like at the round, he'll put his hand up and the crowd would like cheer for him and stuff. Maybe it's just me.
I mean, I don't want to say that he had more love, because it was Atlantic City. They brought Kovalev down there because of, you know, the fact that he's Russian. I think that boxing fans are boxing fans, and it was just action, and El Delir was bringing that, you know? He was, at times, he was a bit of an aggressor, you know, even if it was behind the jab. And it was pretty evident when he won whatever rounds he won. So him raising his hand is just, you know, more, I guess, reassurance of that.
And also, what was evident in the fight, Alvarez took Kovalev's power really well. It didn't seem to like fluster him or like frustrate him. He just kept coming forward with his, you know what I'm saying? He was patient. He didn't rush his work. The guy set up the punch beautifully.
He did. And again, I just want to double back on the fact that every chance that he seen, he dug to the body. He dug to the body. Even when Kovalev was creating the offense, and El Delir's back was to the ropes, he still dug to the body. He went back to the jab. And he was a big guy himself.
Yeah, he was pretty big.
There was a point in the fight where Kovalev threw a double right hand, and El Delir had his guard up, and he blocked both of them. And, you know, he took it well. Like, his body didn't move. He didn't lose his feet placement or anything. I don't know. We're seeing a lot of comments in the chat saying that Kovalev is done. The Crusher got crushed. You know, ref gave him 20 seconds.
Yeah, the ref on their second to last knockdown, he shouldn't gave him another chance to get up. I don't think so. It like he was out on his feet.
But it's a champion, though.
It's a champion, though. I understand. And the age-old story.
You know, they're trying to give you that last opportunity.
That Corrales and Castillo kind of feel.
Bo says that the HBO staff is upset right now. I wonder if they are, and if he's insinuating like that they weren't banking on Kovalev winning. Because from the sound of the telecast, I'll be honest, it did sound like HBO felt that he could lose a points decision.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like HBO knew about Alvarez, so they didn't. It seemed like because they said it, like the last two fights, Kovalev came back. You know what I'm saying? It was just lesser competition, and then this is going to like really determine if the Crusher's back, if he can get a knockout versus a guy like Alvarez, who's a top flight contender. That backfired.
Another comment. The ref tried his best to save Kovalev. Glad he got KO'd.
You guys hate HBO, LOL. And, Mac, that damn gentleman got to stop with this fucking war talk. Yeah, I mean, I guess the chat or whatever. But this gentleman got to stop with Andre Ward, all right? Okay?
Seems like HBO was pushing for Kovalev. All right, that's what they're thinking in the chat.
I mean,
HBO made us hate him.
Kovalev is a HBO fighter. I wonder what the ratings were for this fight.
Well, they're normally good on HBO. And Kovalev at least has done two pay-per-views. He was known as a crusher for one point. He won a title back. I want to hope that it at least touched that about a million. I want to hope that it got to at least a million. Listen, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button and the call-in number to give us your immediate reaction to Eldelir Alvarez shocking and one-punch stop Sergey Kovalev. Call-in number 1-425-569-5241, or you can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Remember, you must send a friend request to be part of the conversation. We are taking calls, which we'll do so right now. Let me go out to some callers real quick. But first, a word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Yeah, man. So, phone lines are open, guys. You can go ahead and call in, and we'll get this thing started. Damn, where's my phone?
Dude said Kovalev got up twice. I rate that. Oh, shit. He said Kovalev got up twice. I rate that. Like, he said, like, he got a jaw or some shit or a good job.
He tried. He tried. He got up for sure.
One thing that I hate that HBO didn't do was if he was there, was paying to my guy Anthony Yard.
Yeah, I didn't see him and they didn't mention him. But let's get out to these phone lines. We're going to go out to Chris in the ATL, Atlanta. Talk to us.
Yo, what's good? Good fight. I wish I had bet on the fight because Alvarez was a plus 400 underdog. So that was interesting. But, you know, it looked like Alvarez paid a lot of attention to the Ward fight because I think on the first knockdown,
yes,
he threw that feint to the body and then that overhand right that Ward hit Kovalev with right before the fight ended. In their rematch, but Kovalev, you know, it was very reminiscent of the Ward fight where after six rounds he just seems completely drained of energy. He just doesn't fight. He doesn't have, you know, he just doesn't have the stamina to fight hard for a full 12 rounds. I think Andre Ward exposed that, and we saw the same thing with Alvarez tonight. So you know, hopefully Alvarez can get himself some maybe unification fight with Bivol, Stevenson, and yeah, just good fight tonight. So, well, that's my call, fellas.
Hey, man, shout out to Bo from Alabama.
Chris,
did this guy bet 100 and won 575?
Damn. Chris.
What up?
Yeah, you want to see Alvarez stay on HBO, or you think he goes somewhere else?
I think he's got to do the PBC thing, because I think HBO might try to. Because
remember, they got Bivol there. They got Bivol there, so they'll probably throw some money at him.
Yeah, they'll try to throw some, but I think the money is with. And then I think Beterbiev is with Top Rank, right, and ESPN.
I don't know, man. I've heard different things about Beterbiev.
So all the top guys in the division are with different networks. So we'll just have to see. I don't think HBO is really in the Alvarez business. You know, they just rolled with Kovalev because he had those two fights with Ward, and HBO really built Kovalev up. I'm not sure they're going to be willing to put the same resources into Alvarez. So I think he's going to be a free agent.
Damn, yo. That last knockdown, he went right around a guard, too. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right, well, Chris, man, thank you for calling in, brother, as always. We appreciate it. You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Looks like we got one of our...
Hey, man, shout out to Bo from Alabama. He said, I had to send proof of funds in my UK voice. Oh, man, I'm happy for my guy, though.
All right, let's go out to Scorsese on Skype. Talk to me.
Oh, you know what time it is. You know what time. The voice of the motherfucking Superman, Stevenson Curtis, ever disappoint? Do I ever disappoint when I tell you it's coming? Do I ever disappoint? Do you see that? Y'all was thinking easy decision, unification, billboard. No, Stevenson just cursed all the HBO 175-pound fucking plans. We got a unification coming. You ain't got shit coming. You got a knocked out Russian. And they said the Russians going to take over 175. No, Canada did that. Now, what did later Alvarez need to do? Take that title and stop ducking Stevenson. Stop worrying about the money. The money should be better now. So he picked Kovalev because he seen something and his eyesight was correct. Good job. Now go over there and fight the lineal champion and try to become the lineal fucking champion and the unified champion, unlike Sergey the Crumpler ever did. Knock the fuck out.
Scorsese.
Don't argue. You only make it.
No. I gotta admit, baby, when you're right, goddamn it, man, you are motherfucking right.
I mean, either one of them could have been cursed because they both been acting like hoes, but he cursed the whole fucking network, bro. The whole net. This Haitian, y'all don't play with these goddamn Haitian curse. He cursed the whole network. They said, oh, he left HBO. Even one of the people on this show said this after I called. But the truth is, he left HBO. No, the truth is, he got paid and they didn't want to pay him. And Kovalev still got offers to fight. And that motherfucker turned down $3.5 million because he knew he couldn't take a goddamn punch. And later Alvarez started this shit with the jab. He loosened his neck up. Then he started loosening his body up. And then he knocked his motherfucking ass out after a little bit of pain. Okay? Simple as that. Duva, HBO, curse. Go to Showtime, unify the titles. And I'm going to tell y'all like I've been telling y'all. The best light heavyweight in the world been living in Canada all alone. Andre Ward ducked him. B-Hop ducked him. Sergey Kovalev ducked him. Ain't no fucking place like Low Place. The voice of the motherfucking Superman, Stevenson Curtis, in the building. I'm out.
Wait, yo.
Yeah.
So what were your thoughts when you were listening to the telecast and they were saying how, oh, if you are a mandatory to Adonis Stevenson, you basically never get to fight him. He never fights. Oh, you re-quoted? Go ahead.
No. I read quotes and not what Jim Lampley says. The manager said we want Sergey Kovalev. The trainer said we picked Sergey Kovalev over Stevenson for the same amount of money. He's been offered deals. He just didn't want to. Why would you lose to Stevenson first and then Yvonne Michelle can't get you a fight with Kovalev? You try Kovalev. You get beat. Then Yvonne Michelle say, well, I can put you in with Stevenson after two or three fights, maybe, if you're winning. He got your back, but he can't have your back and get you fights if Stevenson done kicked your ass first and you ain't got paid and you're 35 years old like a later Alvarez is. He made the right decision. He knocked out the crumpler, and then he moves on to the lineal title if he wants to. That's what the plan should be. Big Canadian fight. I'm out, man. I'm out.
Yo, point, Adonis got Badu Jack problems, though, B. Stop trying to act like he won that fight and shit.
True.
That's a rematch he need to do. But he also got Gortychek problems. So we're here. Immediate reaction for Eldelir Alvarez, shocking the world, knocking out the crusher, crushing the crusher, as they're saying in the chat.
Fuck all that, bro. We got to take his fucking name. I got to pull a motherfucking Eddie Hearn. He will no longer be known as the motherfucking crusher. We got to call him the...
Wow, man, he was the crusher. He got crushed himself.
I can't call him the crusher when he's looking like that on the canvas. Bro,
he was crushing people.
Yeah, he was. He was.
People, but you know, someone figured him out and they passed it down.
Came across the boy Andre Ward.
Go out to our ringer, KM Star. What's going on, my friend? How did you enjoy this?
The crumbler. Good. Fresh box.
The crumbler, they're calling him now.
Actually, that was good to see, actually. Really good fight for today. I didn't have the volume on my HBO cast. That's because I use DirecTV, and the sound just wasn't coming up. It wasn't because I was muting HBO on purpose, which sometimes I do. So watching the fight, I mean, you know, with no broadcast, I thought to myself, well, you know, Kovalev looks like he's really good at offense. You know, you could see it, right? Like he jabbed to the body, you know, he was jabbing upstairs, following it up with the right hand. Like you could definitely see why Kovalev made it to top level as a world-class boxer. So I just want to make sure that's clear, because, you know, after this, it sounds like some people are throwing some salt on the guy's grave. But, you know, you could actually see the quality of him as a fighter. But what also becomes apparent, especially right before he got knocked out, is that as good as he is at offense, he's equally bad at defense. And by that, not in the sense of controlling range. He's good at controlling range in, out. But his control of range is mostly for his offense. It's not for his defense. He gets hit. He doesn't step in. He doesn't smother. He doesn't hold. He doesn't do anything that a defensive fighter needs to do. So this is why he loses. I mean, it's just that simple. And what I will say is I didn't call in and make any picks, but my bet slip can tell you how much crow I'm eating today. Not one goddamn fight that I get right except for Kid Chocolate. You know, not one. Berto winning, I didn't call that. Chocolate winning, I called that. What's the other fight that was on today? This fight right here, I didn't even bet on it because I thought it was a freaking layup. I was like, oh, you know, I'm not even going to bet on that fight. That's just money wasted. And I sure as hell wish I did bet this one. So I'm calling what I saw in the fight, but I'm definitely not claiming to be a boxing pundit of any kind. So, but overall, great fight. And Scorsese's been loving Adonis forever. I like Adonis Stevenson a lot too, but he's getting older. You know, I don't, sooner or later, he's got to kind of step down off that soapbox of his, doesn't he? And I agree, he does have problems. You know, that last fight of his, you could see his vulnerability. I hope you guys talk a little bit more about Anthony Yard, because I saw a video of his training and his speed and just overall, like, athletic ability. I know that's not the same thing as winning fights. He still needs to get in there with top-class opposition, but it did create a little excitement for me. And I'm going to call it out again, as I did before on your show, that boxing physique guy on YouTube. It was his video that I watched that made me kind of say, oh, yeah, I got to watch this guy some more. But overall, I've actually had boxing pretty much like 5 hours straight, so I'm very happy. I'll leave off there.
I told you about Yardness. Man, he's a bad boy.
Yard needs to be developed, man. Believe me. He's
still developing. He had 13.
Already, man.
13 amateur fights, man, and like 16.
Exactly. That's why he got to take his time.
Exactly.
You know, you guys see him looking good on pads, and that shit don't translate.
It's not even the pads for me, man. It's his fucking punch selection and like the.
Yeah, but he over there fighting fucking stiffies.
Okay, and what I want to see him do is go ahead and fight Joshua.
I don't even think he has one recognizable name. like, you know, former champion, anything like that. Like, he's not, man, he ain't on that level yet.
I mean, he's with Frank Warren. I mean, he's not gonna get the best quality of fighter unless he's a good guy.
Tyson Fury fought Chisora twice and shit, but like that.
But Frank had Chisora at that time too.
Bro, this dude's record ain't got nobody.
And Josh, I mean, the fight that I want to see is that domestic clash with him and Joshua Buatsi. I probably won't be picking that fight.
Where is he ranked in the WBO, this guy?
Number two or number one.
Yard already?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, he's going to have to step up.
He turned down the IBF mandatory with a better BF.
There you go. He know where he picking his battles. How old is he? 24,
26,
maybe 25. 26. He's young, but see, I always like to do this. Keep in mind, at 26, Danny had already motherfucking been champion in two different divisions. And niggas talk so much about him.
But Danny got a extended amateur pedigree.
No, that's right. That's right. But people still talk about him. You feel what I'm saying? But look at all that he's done. And meanwhile, you and others are trying to pump the brakes for Yard. But he's already old. But anyway, let's get
the night of a fucking upsets. Well, I tell you that.
Yeah, man. I mean, and everyone didn't look as good as expected, right? Like, I thought that Marcus Brown would look better. Shout out to Lenny Castillo for looking.
Yeah, I heard Marcus Brown got knocked down.
He did. He did. He got hit with a good shot. He was trying to like lean out, so he kind of went right into the left hook. You know what I'm saying? And that one got his attention. Then the next one clipped him over right on the top of the head, put him down.
So Marcus Brown was the mandatory, yeah, right, for
peace HBO boxing. I hope not, man. Cause look, let's be honest.
We need HBO.
You guys are saying rest in peace, but like every other fight, this was the best fight of the night. This was the best fight of the night. All the mother fights. I mean, Collazo fight was good, but it wasn't even on that level. I had to watch it on a fucking stream because it was Fox Sports 2. Crazy.
So, I mean, is Marcus Brown like the mandatory, or is he in line for the Alvarez fight? Because he was like the Kovalev mandatory, right?
I don't know, but Marcus Brown and Anthony Yard need to go at it. Brown,
yeah, yeah.
Brown is looking vulnerable, man. He's looking like not chinny because this shot was on the top of the head, but like he's been going down, bro.
I got Yard. That's like easy.
Hot Rod put him down. Maybe Marcus Brown need to go back and rematch Hot Rod too. I mean, I don't know, man.
Marcus Brown would just never impress me. Like I've seen him on somebody's.
Collazo won Wing King 76. He did his thing too. He looked good. He looked real good. I ain't gonna say he looked real good because he took mad shots with his face though. Like, but he did the Khan fight with a dude that's not as skilled as Khan. That's what that was. So he got it off.
Real quick, before we get out of here, what did you think about Bevo's performance against Chilemba?
Nah, I got to go back and watch it.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, because remember, we were doing a live fight chat for the Berto fight, so I had already lost three rounds.
And I caught the last five. I mean last seven.
Yeah, nah, I didn't even – I got it recorded. I'm not even attempting to watch it like that, all fragmented. But from what I did see, it was boring, bruh. Chilemba went 12 because I turned it back on. Chilemba went 12 with him. Bivol got – he didn't get tired, but I don't know if his power carries late.
He started to look – I mean, you can't say that because he knocked out Barrera in the 12th round.
Really?
I'm more than sure that fight was going like 11-12 and he got him.
Damn.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
No, man. I don't know because yo, I mean, look, Chilemba got them skills, though, right? Remember, I told you, he beat Bellew. He went 12 with Kovalev. You know, he had two fights with Bellew, too. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Look, even HBO was saying that they're going to have to pump the brakes on Bivol. He needs, like, two more fights, they're saying. They were saying he needed two more fights for Kovalev. Kovalev is out the picture.
Yeah, Kovalev is. I mean, it still might be a fight that the main events make because Kovalev is a fighter of theirs and Bivol is a fighter of theirs. It may not stop the fight from happening.
Yeah, both punchers today, man. They were sold as punchers all their lives, and today both men, like both opponents, took their power.
This Kovalev shit was shocking.
It was Kovalev's power. Alvarez was taking that, and Bivol's power, Chalemba definitely took that. You know, I got to go back and watch them first rounds, but. Yeah, it was a boxing match. But anyway, I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Hit that thumbs up button, future, present, past. Why? Because this is an immediate reaction show. It's almost 1 in the morning, and TBV is giving boxing fans a place to be and express their opinions on tonight's fights, all the fights. Come back Sunday because Sunday's Crow Day. If you made your predictions on Thursday, we'll come back tomorrow to gloat 7 p.m. Eastern time. Mike, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Gross2312 or on IG at Gross1911. And tomorrow is going to be a lot of crow to be given out.
Oh, yeah, man. We all got to get it. Yes, sir. You looking good. No, you went with Kovalev late.
Man, I would have slept it if I would have kept.
Almost. You would have almost had it.
Yeah, but it is what it is, though. Peace out.
Yeah, man. Peace.